And we're very delighted to have His Eminence Mbaba Khumis with us. I can't tell you how big honor this is. Sayyidina is very, very special to us, and he's a big pillar in the Coptic Church and started mission. He's actually one of the first, actually the very first missionary in the Coptic Church in the 20th century. After years and years of no mission, Sayyidina started mission in southern Sudan. And had a big mission. He said that he served there for 5 years, and he left the mission in Sudan for 39 years now. Until now, he's in touch with these people. They know him. They love him. When I went to visit Sudan, half of the people are called Antonius. That's the name of Sayyidina before being a bishop. And half of them is Bachomius. So they, you know, that's how much they love him. And Sayyidina also, of course, as you know, that he's the metropolitan of Al-Bahira and big part of northern Egypt, and he is the one actually who was ordained me as a deacon when I was young, when I used to live in Bahira. So we owe him, and the church owe him, and he's one of the scholars, the missionaries, the thinkers. So it's big honor, yani, to have him, and big blessing. And we're not taking that for granted. He's here only 2 weeks, and one of the two precious weekends, one in a conference and one of them here. So it's a big honor for us to have His Eminence with us.
Thank you very much, Bonab Shoy. I am very thankful to you for you have invited me to such meeting, especially in the occasion of the Feast of the Apostles, كل سنة وانتم طيبين. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. In the occasion of the Feast of the Apostles, I'm very happy to be with you in this evening. As I said, we are very thankful to the Abunas for inviting me for such occasion. And it is a good opportunity to meditate. What is the apostolic features in the church during the apostolic ages? Because if we want an active church, fruitful one, the most active and the fruitful time of the Christian church, it was during the apostolic ages after the Pentecost. So we have to meditate what is the features of the church during this time. For this, we have to read some verses from the second chapter of the Acts. From verse 44. Now all who believed were together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and the goods, and divided them among all as anyone had need. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking the bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. May the Lord be glorified from under. Amen. This part which we have read now, it describes or mentions the main features of the work of the church during the apostolic age. It is very important to study what is the features of the church in this time, because as far as we study it and know it and work in the same features, we can have a strong church, strong mission. We can have the real fruits of the church which had been added to the community in their time. And it is not difficult. We can follow these features according to our modern generations, and it can be done. As I will tell you, it is not difficult to live the apostolic spirit, to live with the apostolic features in such our communities. As we read in the verse 44, now all who believed were together, and they had all things in common. The first feature was that all the believers are living together, and everything was common. Common. We call it life of communion. Communion, it is a Greek word, Hayat Sharika. There are five features, as I will say. Life of communion, Hayat Sharika. Life of diakonia, Hayati, what do you call it? Serving, al-khidma, diakonia, from the word diakon. We shall find that life of liturgia, praying together, come from the word liturgy, life of prayer, liturgia. And then other part, they have to study the Christian education, the apostolic Christian education, life of kerygma, Christian apostolic education, and life of martyria, to collect the people who are believing Christ through the martyria, witnessing Christ. There are five important features, and it have to be a matter of study from you as a homework through this year, how to live these five features of the early church during the apostolic age. Life of koinonia, fellowship. Life of diakonia, serving. Life of liturgia, praying. Life of kerygma, teaching, apostolic teaching. Life of martyria, witnessing Christ. Could you remind it with me? Huh? One? لا خليك معايا الحوار ديالوج. أنت مال لما أتكلم أحب. I have to prefer that the people have to. Response? Is this right? Response? You have to respond. First, life of? Huh? koinonia, fellowship. Second, serving. Third, liturgia, praying. Fourth, pragma, what is it? It is apostolic teaching. Fifth, martyria. These features, it was the secret of the success of the work of the church during the apostolic ages. Don't say it was an apostolic age, we can't live like them. We can. And we can live like them according to the environments which we are dealing with in our communities. Life of fellowship, communion life, it is very important. How to come together in different occasions. Now we have a meeting, we are coming together. It is a feature of life of communion. You see? They have the communion of the Eucharistic life. We receive the Holy Eucharist from one chalice and one plateau. Suppose we have a Christian minister, wazir, mish, assist. We have a Christian minister when he comes to receive the Holy Communion with his servant. Do we have a chalice for the minister and the other for the servant, or they have to take the Holy Communion from one chalice and one plateau? Two or one? One? Because we are living together in a communion life. For this we have called the Eucharist the sacrament of a communion, Holy Communion, because we come together to be members in the body of Christ. We have to receive the holy bread, the holy flesh, and the holy blood. We are one because we receive the sacraments from one altar. And it is known in our community by the agape. Don't consider that the agape, it is a kind of the generosity of the church. Kinesa Karima, no. It is a life of communion to have the meal together, as it mentioned here. You remember in our community, in the villages in Egypt, when there is a funeral or wedding, you can find all the families bring what a. You remember? Mink and Sakin Ferdi from Masri. They bring in the. They bring a sonaya, you know, remember? That's right. When there is a funeral, all the families of the village feel the fellowship, each one towards the other. The people who have the occasion of this death, they are busy. But all the families of the village, they bring food to have a life of communion. You see? We have a life of communion in our meetings. We have the life of communion in the Eucharistic life. We have a life of communion in the needs, especially when there is an occasion, it needs to come together. We have to feel the life of communion to bear the pains each one of the other. When there is anyone of our community is facing in a problem, we have to come to be with him, praying for him and helping him, because we feel that we are one body in Christ. Life of fellowship. In the early ages, those who have some houses or fields, they have to sell it and put the money under the feet of the apostles. But it is not obligatory. That's right. It is not obliged. Because there are some people have kept their properties, such as Fibas al-Muhammad, such as Mary, Maryam, the mother of St. Mark, she has her house. She haven't sold it, but she consecrated this house to be a church. The first church it was in the house of St. Mark. It was propertied by his mother, you see. So not all the families have to sell their properties, but they have to feel that my house, it is under the service of the church. Hanani and Safira, they sold their field because they want to be proud, but they have lied. For this, they have been killed, you see. But if they have to keep their field and go to the apostles, we are keeping our field, and it is under the service of the church. We can use it in every occasion for serving, for sermons, for whatever. They will be accepted. Because life of communion, it means that we are together. We feel the needs each one of the other. We have to come together in our meetings. We have to hold the Holy Communion. We have to feel the pains. We have to feel the needs. One of the important features of the Christian church, that every community, every person, every local church, every diocese, you see, feel the needs of the others, not to be closed in ourselves, but we have to live the communion life, everyone with the other, every church with the other, every diocese with the other. Especially now we have are scattered all over the world. The people of Egypt, they have to feel the needs of their brothers in the diaspora and the opposite. We have to feel that we are one in Christ, and we must live the life of communion, each one with the other, toward the other. So the communion life in the apostolic ages have its behavior. We can modify it. What you call notawar? Develop, maybe. We have to develop the means of communion life to be suitable for every community, for every time, for every country. But we have to stress, it is important for us to feel the needs of the others. Life of communion. You see, to be one, because we are one body for one God. Feeling the importance of the communion life. It was very important for the fulfilling of the Holy Spirit. When they were, on the day of the Pentecost, they were together praying in one, one spirit, be with me, response. They were praying in one place, one spirit. For this, the Holy Spirit had come to fulfill the apostles, and after that, they went to preach the gospel to all the nations without praying together. With one spirit, they can't receive the Holy Spirit to preach the word. So, the first important feature for the apostolic, for the growth of the apostolic work, for the growth of the church, that the apostles have come together in one spirit. Life of a koinonia. Community, koinonia, it is a Greek word. And the life of koinonia, this word, if you have to read about life of koinonia, you will find this word to be multiplied many times. It is a Greek word, life of koinonia, communion life. For this we can find that the first prayer after the holifying of the sacraments in the Holy Mass, that we pray for the oneness of our souls. وحدانية القلب التي للمحبة. You remember it? The unity of the hearts in the love, in the real love. That is in the Gregorious liturgy. And in the Basile liturgy, let us, O Lord, be one together. اجعلنا مستحقين أن نكون واحدا. عرفت ازاي؟ So we must, in the liturgies of the church, we pray for our oneness, our fellowship in Christ, our life of koinonia, our communion, our common life together. It is one of the first important features of the life of the holy apostles. The second feature, that divided them among all as anyone had need, fulfilling the needs of the members. Fulfilling the needs. Especially when the problem of the Greek women in the apostolic ages, when they have accused that they forgot to take care from their needs. Yeah? Then the apostles, what had they decided? Huh? What is the decision? To fix the seven deacons. It was the first committee had been done in the church. Now we have to call it the committee of the deacons of the churches, Magalis Kanais. It is an apostolic tradition. The goal of this tradition is to serve the needs of the poor people, to serve the needs of the members of the church. It is a kind of life of diaconia. You know the word diacon? Diacon mahot, it means, Diacon means servant, khadim. The diacon is khadim, you see? So, the life of diaconia, it is a very important feature in the apostolic church in the early times. How to serve each one and to fulfill all the needs. He says that everyone had his needs. It is not only the financial needs. It is a general description of the needs of the members. Maybe it is a financial need. Maybe it is healthy needs. Maybe it is psychological needs. Whatever it is. But each one have to take his needs without affecting the apostolic teachings. For this, St. Peter said, it is not good for us to leave the word of God and serve the tables. We have to choose seven deacons to take care from the needs of all the people. Then they have to choose the seven deacons headed by Saint Stephanus. And these deacons, they were full of wisdom. Full of wisdom. And the Holy Spirit. And they are accepted from all the people. Sometimes the people imagine that those seven deacons, they don't know how to preach. But we know that the sermon which had been said by Saint Stephanus when his during his martyrdom, it is not less than the sermon of whom, Saint Peter, after the coming of the Holy Spirit on the day of the Pentecost. They were full of wisdom, full of Holy Spirit. They can work in the educational field, but the church have to fix them to take care for the needs of all the believers, not leaving anyone feel that he is needy. The widows, they have their needs. The children, they have their needs. The parents, they have their needs. The grown up, the sick, all the needs of the Christians have to be fulfilled. For this, if anyone of our brothers feel that he is in need for something, what you will do? You will say, I am busy, I have no time, I can't make anything. No, it is our duty, according to the apostolic traditions and teachings, that the needs of the members, it must be fulfilled, because it is based on the rock of love. Without love, we can't be Christians. God, what is God? God is a love. If you want to know God in a real way, we must know the real love. Real love means that every needy must have his part from my capabilities, my talents, everything I have to do. It is a blessing from God. I feel that it is consecrated to serve all the members of the church. Life of diaconia. In our traditions, in our old traditions, our grandfathers, they haven't to deal with money. تعامل بالفلوس بالنقد ما كانش موجود. In the entrance of the church, there is a room. It was called the room of, room of diaconia. And everyone from our grandfathers, when he is coming, he have to bring fruits of his field. Maybe wheat, maybe maize, maybe grapes, anything. They have to put it, chickens, eggs, you see, maybe a goat. I saw this in Africa, when I was in Africa. When they collect the donations, in the box of the donations or plateau of the donations, I found people coming with eggs. Till now in Africa, till I was there, eggs, maize, it was in a Protestant church, when the priest is praying, the people come to him and stays with a minute. And what happened? He found some people of the village coming, bearing a goat, and he put it in front of the pastor. It is an old tradition. It is taken from the apostolic age, that the people come to the church with their donations, whatever it is. There is no money, they have to bring the fruits of the fields. And then the diacon, you know diacon? The deacon, Shemes, they have to tell Abuna, and the Abuna will pray in the prayer of donations. You know, in the liturgia, there is a prayer. You call it a prayer of donation? Abshit al-Qarabin. Donation.
Oblation.
The prayer of oblation. He have to pray for all the people who have offered. Not only for all the people who are offered, but those who wanted to offer, but they can't, we pray for them. Because he have given by the will, بالنية, you know? Yani, somebody, he wants to give, but he is poor. The church is praying for him because he have shared in the donation by his will. بالنية. That's right. تعبير صح. Excuse my weak English. عندنا يسموه انجليزي صعيدي. he have shared the donation by his will, by his desire. The church is praying for him because he have participated in the needs of the others by his desire. It is a life of diakonia, life of giving the needs of the others. So we have to feel the importance of the life of diakonia in our community. Each one help his brother, sister. Each church help the other church. Each diocese have to help the other diocese. Maybe a church is shy to speak, we have to ask. Maybe diocese they have to shy to speak, we have to ask. Because as far as we feel the needs of our brothers and sisters in different churches and dioceses all over the world, we can fulfill their needs, and we have to work by the apostolic spirit in the life of the diakonia. First feature, life of him. First one, life of Kenonia. Second and third, life of liturgia, life of prayer. They have to come together praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily people. Praising God. Praise the Lord. Prayers. Praising the Lord. You can find in the Coptic liturgies praising the Lord in every prayer. When we begin our prayers, we ask our Lord, the Pantocrator. Praise the Lord, He is the Pantocrator. He is our Savior. Before we ask Him, we want so and so, we say, you are the Pantocrator. You are the Savior. You are our real God. Praising the Lord. You see, life of praising, tasbih. We have the Afsalmudaya. You remember the songs of Kiak? You have it? Life of praising. You see? We have to say in all our prayers, holy, 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 Quddus, Quddus, Quddus. That is a praising. So life of praising, life of prayer, it is in all the sacraments of the church. In the baptism, we have prayers and the praising. In the miron, we have praising and the prayers. In the Eucharist, the Mass, full of praising and the prayers. In the confession, there is praising and the prayers. In the priesthood, there is praising and the prayers. In the matrimony, praising and the prayers. In the anointing of the sick, there is praising and prayers. So, in the sacraments, We praise the Lord. We pray for the needs of our brothers and sisters. And after that, there are some rites which is not sacraments, such as the funerals. When we have to, if anyone have passed away, we have to end his presence in this world by prayers and the praising. We begin the prayers with the prayer of a, who remember, huh? If, the first prayer is a thanksgiving. We thank the Lord in every prayer because we are sent, but we praise the Lord. That is the translation of the apostolic feature, that everything in the church, it have to be completed by praising the Lord. In the funeral, as in the wedding, in the Eucharist, as in the confession, because praising the Lord is important for the spiritual life. Don't let your prayers asking things from God, I want this and not do that, I want this, I want that. Our relation with God, not only giving and giving and taking, but our relation with God, it is a life of praising. Meditate the blessings of our Lord in our life. So the in the apostolic ages, our apostles, they have to meet with all the believers to praise the Lord. Not praising the Lord in such a way which we have to see in the in this satellite, you call it satellite? القنوات الفضائية satellite? They praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. It is not the praise of the Lord. Our Lord is إلهنا إله نظام وليس إله تشويش. How you translate? Our Lord is arranged. Not noisy, you see. Praise the Lord in such a one is looking here and the other is looking that. One is making like this, one is making like this, you see. It is not praising the Lord, you see. They have to praise the Lord with one heart in an orthodox way, but we have to express our real feelings to praise the Lord really, not in a psychological, you know it, psychological affecting, yani psychology, yani without ضغوط النفسية, what you call it? Impression, psychological impression, you see? We have to praise the Lord by our hearts, by our minds, and praise the Lord through the songs, the sacraments. You see, in everything they have to praise the Lord. So, life of liturgia, it is the praising of the Lord. To ask the needs, it is like of praising the Lord. Thanking God for his gifts, praising the Lord. Life of liturgia, you know the meaning of liturgia? The meaning of liturgia in a linguistic expression, it is the work, the communion work. It is a Greek word such as, if they have to come together to build a house in the language, that they call it liturgia of building a house, making a well, hafribir, a liturgia of making a well. But after the Christianity come to Greece, the word have another meaning, that to come together for worship, you see. And when it come to more deeper meaning, come to worship together in the sacraments. So the real word, the real meaning of the word, that the what you call it, the common work of the believers. It is from a Greek word, is divided to parts, orgeia and leos. Orgeia means work, leos means the people. So the work of the people come together to work together. So the life of liturgia, that we come together for praying together in one spirit, praising the Lord, thanking the Lord, receiving the blessings of the sacraments together through prayers. Because so for this, all the sacraments is based on the life of prayer for fulfilling the Holy Spirit through the sacraments. You know the meaning of sacrament. Meaning of sacrament, that to receive unseen grace through seen prayers, through a lawful priest, and under the umbrella of the Orthodox teachings. So to have the grace of the Holy Spirit, which it is unseen, such as in the baptism, to be newborn. We believe that the newborn, it is through the sacrament of baptism. You see? So as far as we believe that life of liturgia through the sacraments, we have to receive unseen graces through a seen ways, prayers, and with a lawful canonical legal priesthood according to the Orthodox teachings, the correct teachings. We have to be to receive the graces of the Holy Spirit. So the life of liturgia, it was one of the important features of the apostolic ages. We have our liturgies, but we have to perform the liturgies in a correct way, not a noisy, especially in the weddings. احنا عندنا هنا اكلين مش كده بنسموها ويدنج برضه ولا بنسموها ماتريموني الزواج الاكليل ويدنج ولا ماتريموني هنا ويدنج ولا من and I have to stress this in our commune. Sometimes we have to find that the weddings what you call it معرض يعني a show of the dresses. How is this? It is one of the sacraments. Sometimes I say I'm very shy because my sister is wearing a half dress, not so fustan. You know? I must have to greet and be smiling, but I have to see, I find a half dress. I make like this. Oh, this bishop, why is making like this? I have to look this. I find myself shy. Then I make like this. Uh-huh. Because there is not, it is the wedding, it is the fulfilling of the Holy Spirit on the two persons to become a one in Christ, you see? It must be a respectful way to attend the wedding, you see? When we have to perform the sacraments, in the Eucharist, in the liturgy, we have to pray peacefully, slowly. Maybe it is a short mass for the children, for the senior citizens, you see, but it must be performed in a calm way, spiritual way. So it is our duty as clergy to perform the liturgies in a spiritual way, even if it is short, but it must be by spirit, by ruh. It is our duty to feel that we are in the presence of God. We have to complete the depth of the liturgical life in the church. So life of liturgy is very important for the believers to live in an apostolic way. Fourth, we said first, life of Ananias. Second, be with me. Second, third, good. Fourth, life of kerygma, Christian education, Orthodox education. We feel that we want azat khalasiyya. You know, azat, this expression, it is done here, azat khalasiyya. What you call it? Salvation sermons. You see? Salvation sermons, it must be on a theological basis. Sometimes some people feel that the doctrines, it is not salvation. No, no. Salvation means to be saved by to be saved by the blood of Christ. So we must learn the importance of the cross. We must learn how our Lord Jesus Christ has saved us by the incarnation. So we must know the doctrine of incarnation. How, what is the work of the Holy Trinity? What is the work of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit? How the Trinity is one. Oneness in three and three in one. What is the meaning of this? So, in the first early ages, it was very important for the believers to know the real doctrines, because in this time have some heresies had been raised, such as the heresy of Nicolaus. You remember in the Revelation, the heresy of Nicolaus. Nicolaus, one of the seven deacons, but he have mistaken in a heresy. So the church have to face the heresies, to teach the her children the Orthodox faith. So we must believe, as far as we wanted to follow the apostolic ages, we have to behave in this way. How to know the Orthodox faith? What is the base of the sacraments? What is the meaning of the Holy Trinity? What is the, how to know the only begotten Son? What is the incarnation? What is the prophets which have been spoken about the incarnation of God? It is important to study the Christian faith, the theological faith, because some people say, when we have to speak about the theological and doctrine, means, oh, we want the salvation sermons. It is all the teachings. It is very important for our salvation, for our redemption. But we, the teachers of the faith, they must put it in a spiritual way. The Lord give us this wisdom, how to put the spiritual virtues in a doctrinal way, so that we can study the teaching of the holy apostles as they have taught it to the people. So we can find that in the epistle of St. Paul, many important virtues, but it is based on the Orthodox faith, because Sometimes we have to fall in a mistake without taking care from our understandings. So our spiritual teachings, it must be based on correct doctrines and proved by verses from the Bible. For this, that the apostles, they have to come together to learn the apostolic teachings. There is a problem have been raised during the apostolic teachings. What it is? Saint Peter said that the people who come from the Gentiles, from the Gentiles, they must be Jews and then they become to be Christians. Saint Paul said it is not important. مشكلة تهود الأمم. Saint Paul said it is not important. We can accept the Gentiles to be Christians directly. That it means if any one of the Gentiles want to be Christian, he must be circumcised and then become a Christian to be baptized. Saint Paul said no. There was a conflict in the church. It is very doctrinal, but it will affect the spiritual work. What had happened in the apostolic age? They have to come in a synod, the first synod of Jerusalem, you see? And they have decided, as it acts, they come in Acts 15, they decided it is not important for the Gentiles to become Jews, but we have to teach them that they have to leave the to not to eat from what happened, what the slot to the idols, and leave the eating the blood and what it is مخنوق 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 يعني مخنوق strangle, you see, blood strangle, what it have been slaughtered for the idols, and adultery. They ask the people to leave these four things and they have to be baptized. This teaching, it is a doctrinal teaching, affect the faith and the spiritual life. So we can't separate the spiritual life from the teachings, the Orthodox teachings. In the early church, the church have to take care for to teach their children, to teach the people the Christian faith, the doctrinal basis, to prove to the members of the church that the correctness of the Christian faith. The epistles of St. Paul, it is full with the spiritual basis, but it is based on the Orthodox faith. So, it comes to meditate the importance of the teaching, the Christian faith, the Orthodox faith, in the apostolic ages. And we can't separate the spiritual teachings from the doctrinal basis, because each one is important for the other. The apostles, they have to come together to teach the people the doctrines of the early Christianity. The importance of prayers, it is a spiritual practice based on the belief that we believe in one God. So we can't separate the two bases from each one from the other. You see, we believe that In baptism, we have the new born. You see? And newborn, it is through the fulfillment of the cross, the blood of the Lamb. So, to be newborn, it is a spiritual important behavior, life, and it is based on believing on the cross. So, the life of kerygma, the apostolic teachings, it acts towards spirituality and understanding the doctrines of the Christian Church. If we have to leave the things, we shall come to different heresies. You know heresy? Hartaqat. And what that is the problem which can be faced. Now we are facing this problem. Some people, they have to behave in a spiritual way, not based on a real, correct doctrines. So they began to face different mistakes in the Christian life. Then the fifth feature is life of a martyrdom. Martyr. Life of martyrdom, in Arabic words, it is shahada. It combined between two meanings. Shahada by words, or shahada by the blood. But in English, it have two words. Martyrdom, that is by blood, and witnessing Christ by words. So, life of martyrdom was important work of the early church. Life of martyrdom. To work diaconia, to live in fellowship, kinonia, to teach the teachings of the apostles, the kerygma, to have the liturgy, prayers, it was very important for the Christians. But what about the non-Christians? They must have a martyrdom, martyria to the others. It is a must. To witness Christ to the others, it is a must. Christ, it is not only for our community. It is not only for the Copts. The blood of Christ is for all for all the creation, for all the world. The blood of Christ forgive not only our sins, but the sins of all the world. And we believe that it is our duty to introduce the crucified God, to introduce the crucifixion to the others, because no one can be saved without the blood of the Lamb. And that is, we must witness Christ to the others. Our grandfathers, they believe that they can witness Christ by words, to preach. Sometimes they can't preach. What they do? They have to bear... They have to bear the pains till to be killed on the name of Christ. And the martyrs, they have to go to the fields of martyrdom, and in this field, the people who are persecuting them, they converted to a Christianity. So our apostles, they feel the importance of life of martyria. For this, they have to go to the temple, preach by word. And they have to be persecuted. They preach by their persecutions. When they put St. Peter in the prison and they want to release him, they told him, don't speak about Jesus. They told them, I can't. Jesus, I must speak about him between all the people. I have tasted his sweetness. I experienced his salvation. And I love all the people. For this I have to introduce Christ to them. For this it is important for me to preach, to witness Christ. Life of martyria now in the diaspora is very important. Sometime I have to sit with myself and I say, why Lord, you have permitted that my brothers and sisters go to the diaspora? I want them to be with me in Egypt. And then I hear the voice. The Coptic church went to the diaspora to witness Christ to the other countries. Our presence here, it is not to immigrate for any reason. Yes, it is important to see your future, to establish a better life for your children. It is blessed. But we must feel that our coming to these countries, it have a responsibility on, it have an importance and responsibility on our shoulders that we must have to witness Christ in these communities. I was attending a conference in Africa, in the All Africa Conference of Churches, and we felt the importance of re-Christianization of the Christian communities. This community is Christian, but now it is in need for a re-Christianization, because they left the Christian principles. You find many things which it is against the Christian faith here in a Christian countries, not only in America, all over the West. You see, wherever we go, we find that there is an important duty on the Coptic Church to introduce the real faith to our brothers and sisters in these areas. Even not only the Christian areas, the primitive areas. We are speaking with the fathers before coming, the importance of the mission work. I heard that some of you go to Africa. It is very good. Very good. I was very happy to hear this. Because going to preach Christ to those simple people, they are primitive. They don't know anything about Christ. When I was there, they don't know what is the left hand and what is the right hand. They don't know what is Sunday and from Monday. I was in a tribe, and when I was speaking to the people, I told them, oh my brothers and sisters, wait for the preacher, he will come on Sunday, on the next Sunday. He told me, don't say Sunday. What I said? You tell them, put in your pocket, put with you 7 stones. And then, when you have to sleep on Sunday, to Monday, you have to throw a stone, come to Monday. And on Tuesday, you have to throw another stone. Till there is one stone, you find that you will know that the preacher will come. If he has slept twice a day, then he will not attend the meeting. You are following me? تتكلم معك 7 زلطات. يوم الحد تنام وتصحى ترمي زلطة بين الاثنين، 3 ترمي زلطة بين 3. لو هو نام مرتين لغاية لما يضع زلطة يعرف ميعاد اجتماع. طبعا لو نام مرتين he will lose
they don't know Sunday from Friday. They don't know left hand from. They are very, very primitive. But they are very, very prepared to accept Christ as Savior and Redeemer. So the people in the world are in need to know Christ. Here in America, in the diaspora, in the tribes of Africa, they are in need to know Christ. It is our responsibility. I am very sad. I was in Australia since some time. I found a church as here, all of us from one race, the Coptic race. I told the people who are here, how many years you are here now? They told me we are 30 years. I told them how many mixed marriage every day, every year. They told me 10, around 10. Now we have 300 mixed marriages. I don't found in the church even one Australian, pure Australian, either wife or husband, children. Why? We must feel our responsibility about our native people, even those who had married from Coptics or from Copts. Why we haven't to give them special care? It is our must. It is our responsibility. We must feel the importance of the life of martyria. We have to witness Christ to the local community, not to be busy in our problems. This lagna, with this deacon, with this shamas, with this mushkilat A, unnaharda mushkilat urban, unnaharda mushkilat nadaftik. No, we don't lose our time in such things. We must have to feel the responsibility of not losing our time in such trifles. We have to feel the importance of witnessing Christ to our community, not to be so busy in trifles and in some things which it is not important in our life. The world is in need for to hear the voice of God from the Coptic Church. I am not saying this as because I am a Copt, but because as it is mentioned by many of the Christian leaders, that the church, the Coptic church, have kept the faith and the rights which had been delivered to us by the apostles. And it is our duty to introduce the faith, the rights which it had been received from the fallen apostles. We can witness Christ by words. We can witness Christ by behavior. We can witness Christ by serving. We can witness Christ by bearing the pains. In our homeland, many people, they have to be affected when they find a Coptic member bears the pains. Bear the pains. There was one Christian leader who was speaking with one of our people, and he's saying, Mr. Flynn, he say, oh my Lord, do you know the miracle of these days? And what? He said to him, to be a Christian till now, this non-Christian, this is, to be a Christian till now, living in such a community, it is a miracle. That is witness. I have heard it before coming with some days. واحد مسؤول كبير قال لواحد من ولادنا قال له الأيام دي فيها معجزات. قال له إيه المعجزة؟ قال له إن كنتم مستحملين اللي بتشوفوه مننا دي معجزة. وبقينا فاضلين لغاية النهاردة مسيحيين دي معجزة. Are you understanding? Bearing the pains, it is a witness. Life of martyria. who are very happy with the pains, who believe that the pains can be a way to witness Christ. So we have to, when there is anything is wrong, we have to raise the voice. We have our mawqif. Situation, not our action. We have to speak, we have our action. But we have to accept the pains with joy. We have to raise our voice, it is our right. We have our action, but we don't believe in violence. We don't believe in violence. We don't believe in violence. Christianity don't accept violence. But we have to raise the voice for the people. We have our action for the people. But we haven't to insult. We haven't to deal with the persecution in a wrong way. We are Christians. And this Christian behavior, it is a kind of witnessing Christ to the others. Life of martyria. We feel the importance of the life of martyria everywhere. So, my dear brothers and sisters, it is a high time to leave the apostolic traditions by these features. First, life of Kenania. Second, third, fourth, teaching kerygma. Fifth, if you are fond to have researches, each one can take, or each group can take one of the features to put in examples how to behave as such in our community. Such as, five of you have papers how to live life of diakon of Kenonia in such a community. In here and with our brothers and sisters in the mother country and all over the world, how to live the life of diakonia. 5 or 10 persons from you, they have to meet, to study, to read books, to search in the traditions of our community, how to live the life of diakonia in such a community. How to live the life of liturgy, how to live the life of kerygma, how to live the life of a martyria in such a community. And to put it in practical means. And I think if we have to do this, we can come to the blessings and the strength of the apostolic ages. We are the children of the apostles. Our church, it is an apostolic church. That means it is following the apostolic traditions. And as far as we go to our traditions, we renew the church. The last point which I want to speak, that the meaning of the renewal of the church in the Christian churches. In the other churches, they feel that if we have a new church, they call it renewal of the churches, they have to change. But in our church, if we have to renew the church, we have to come back to the apostolic traditions. But how we can put this in a new models to be accepted in the modern communities. But we haven't to change our doctrines. We were in a conference about the Orthodox priesthood. We were in Serbia. You know the areas of Bosnia and this. There was the conference was there. I was having the chair. We have a Catholic observer from Gregorian University of Rome. It is very important Catholic university. This priest was an observer. He is a professor there. And I told him, I want your opinion in such subject. He spoke to me, do you want from me to speak frankly? I said, yes. I was expecting that he will oppose us. He said to me, we were in the past, all we have in our church was like you. The long masses, long fastings, long prayers, and so on. But he told us, please don't make like us. Why? Because we have mistaken. We have changed the long mass with short mass. The long prayers were short prayers. The fasting, we removed the fastings. And when we want to see what was in the early church, we can't find it in our church. If you have changed every feature of the ancient church, the apostolic church will be vanished. So please don't mistake, don't fall in the mistake which you have done. Don't change your traditions. Because when we have to know the real traditions, we come to you. But if you have changed, we shall find everything had been lost. We have renewed our church and we lost everything. When I was in Sudan, there was a Catholic priest, a friend of mine. He comes to me, Abuna Antonius, his father Tomaiso. What happened, Father Tomaiso? We are facing crisis. He's a very simple one. They tell me, have your breakfast and then you go and to receive the Holy Communion. We are very sad. Father Tomaiso, the Karnagal Taib or Latif, Assis Aguz Catholic. Allah naf Masaib, Lutelli Abuna, Allah bi Uri Rohat Ftar, Ubadi Keda Rohat Nawel. How bi Atarim Beked? قال لي كده we are facing a crisis. احنا مش عاوزين نغلط الغلطة دي. We don't fall in that mistake. We have to keep our apostolic traditions. But we have to put it in a way to be accepted, such as now not all the people can attend a mass three hours. We can make a small mass with its prayers. It takes 1 hour and 5 minutes. I put the clock كده وصليت قداس الأطفال and it take 70 minutes with the for the senior citizens the same. لما يكون قداس صغير نقدر نصلي دمج لكن مش هنحذف حاجة. بدل ما نقول يا الله كفاية يا الله العظيم والأبدي. Are you following me? But we have to keep our liturgies, our prayers, Agbaya, Aswam. We have to keep. We came here. Gayet, it is good to build your future, but it is important to witness the real Christian faith. It is our duty. We have to put all this under the umbrella. What is the meaning of the renewal of the church? We renew everything in our church by the work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit renew everything, but we can't change what we have received. That is our mission and that's our work. I hope that these meditations, which is spiritual and educational also, right? Spiritual and educational. To keep the apostolic features, spirit. As far as we keep these features, we can have a stronger church, fruitful church, growing church, effecting church, orthodox, real orthodox church. ربنا يبارككم وأنا مبسوط أن نلتقيت بيكم ولربنا المجد الدائم الأبد أمين.
Now we thank His Eminence very, very, very much for this opportunity. And you have no idea about what Sayyidina just said is not just a sermon, but it is actually basics of the church. This is the foundation of the church. And maybe for you it's something good to learn, but for me it's something huge, because he's emphasizing that what we are doing, that we are on the right track. If you remember the 12 campaign, anyone remembers the 12 campaign a couple years ago? Do you remember these points that Sayyidina said? That's exactly what we studied. And if you remember the servants' retreat that we have last 2 weeks ago, so we're on the right track. And actually, if you remember the state of the church, that we set a goal for the coming period of time in the church, and we said fully engaging every member, theme, remember, fully engaging every member through two things. Anyone remember? Number one, fellowship. Number two, service. So two of the five that Sayyidina said. So this gives us a lot of encouragement. Yani Sayyidina comes yani to give us encouragement that keep doing what you're doing, and even is encouraging us more to study these points. So hopefully we'll get five groups, the five ministries of the church, masalan, five of the ministries, maybe elementary and junior high school, college, small groups. Everyone take one of these points, one of the five, and study it in depth, and maybe present it in the servants' meeting. So, because this is really the foundation of the church. So we thank His Eminence so much, and we really appreciate Him coming. It's something huge that He is here with us. So after the prayer, you come and take His blessing, and Sayyidina will be here with us in the liturgy in the morning. You remember one liturgy starts at 8 here in the church, and in the gym for the kids up to grade 8. And you know, they have to have their parents up to grade 4. Okay? Okay, I'll give them that.